And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Kicking off today with some irony. We all know that the big, beautiful bill was passed. And before that happened, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries talked pretty much nonstop, trying to effectively filibuster the bill. The irony, Rich, here, because the same congressman previously denounced that filibustering was racist when the Republicans were using it to block Biden's agenda. Now that it serves his purposes, apparently the filibuster has been miraculously cleansed of its racist origins. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has declined to hear Children's Health Defense's case against Meta, leaving unexamined what a lot of people see as clear evidence of government big tech collusion since COVID. The Children's Health Defense alleged that Facebook, under federal pressure, systematically targeted and banned their vaccine skepticism content, allegations that gained credibility when Mark Zuckerberg himself shut down Meta's fact-checking program just one day after CHD petitioned the high court. The timing suggests even Zuckerberg recognized the censorship apparatus had become indefensible. Some better news from the transportation secretary, who has instructed all 50 states to remove political messaging from crosswalks and roadways within 60 days. That means goodbye to the rainbow crosswalks, Black Lives Matter, street murals, and other woke virtue signaling masquerading as traffic infrastructure. The secretary's memo prioritizes safety over political statements, noting that, quote, far too many Americans die each year to traffic fatalities to take our eye off the ball. Indiana Governor Mike Braun is showing what pro-life leadership looks like in practice, implementing sweeping reforms to enforce the state's abortion reporting laws. Under his executive order, the Indiana Department of Health will now pursue financial penalties against hospitals refusing to submit required abortion reports. And in Virginia, the state delivered another victory for religious freedom when a circuit court struck down the state's ban on talk therapy for minors struggling with unwanted same-sex attraction or gender confusion. Christian counselors had been forced to stop treating minors entirely to avoid violating the 2020 law. Tragically, Colombian authorities have discovered a mass grave containing 8 evangelical Christian leaders who disappeared months ago after being summoned by FARC descendants. These men were conducting humanitarian and spiritual work when they were murdered, apparently to prevent the alleged ELN cell from emerging, though no evidence linked the victims to any guerrilla activity. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.